Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh. What the hell? Okay. No, I got a chair.
Thank you.
Oh, got it.
Hey, did you guys, or one of you guys, maybe after the start, the first half, what really changed things in the second half, especially with you guys on defense?
You want to
Can you grab the microphone, guys? Thank you.
Yeah, we felt... I think we just had to get adjusted. You know, we always felt confident in our pass rush. First game of the season, you know, there's a lot of things that you got to adjust to. You know, a lot of things that you don't see, but we adjusted well. We knew we would be able to get pass. We knew we would be able to, you know, get the pass rush started. All we had to do was tighten up in the run, and, you know, we made some adjustments. They ran the ball. They ran the ball pretty well first half. You know, we just had to make some adjustments to get our stuff going.
Greg, good performance from you. What allowed you to explode out of the gate like you did today?
Man, just being out there with 10 other dogs every single play and having that 4-1 mindset on rushing up front, knowing if I don't get it, somebody else is getting it, you know what I'm saying? We all just got that same just dog mindset. And just when we had our chances, when the game was kind of declared and one-dimensional, we took advantage of it.
Seems like you made, like, all your plays were game-changing plays, the strip sack, the sack on third down. What's it feel to impact the game the way you did today?
Man, it's a blessing, and I'm just happy to be out there with the guys that I'm out there with. That's what it's all about, you know what I'm saying? One day might be me, the next second it's somebody else making a play. So just feeding off each other's energy, it's just a blessing. Just a blessing to be out there. Just grateful for the opportunity.
Well, you've talked a lot about wanting to, get back in the sack column. How did that feel after, so much work that
you've done? You know, it felt good. I mean, you think about it for so long. Like, you think about it all last year. Then when you get hurt, like, you know what? Can't wait to get a sack. Can't wait to get a sack. And then when you get the sack, it's just business as usual. It's like it's just you act like you've been there before. But it, you know, I'm not gonna lie. It definitely felt good. You know, after the type of season that I went through and the type of season that we all went through last year, to come in here and get multiple sacks and really just do what we do and go out there and showcase everything that we've been working on throughout the offseason. It definitely feels good, 100%.
Greg, on the play where you stripped, you know, Kyle Murray and Dorian Williams, comes up with the fumble, what did you see on that play? You know, how did that change the momentum?
Just getting off the ball, you know what I'm saying, using my speed. I kind of saw that. I kind of saw like a little tell before the snap or whatever, and then just got off the ball, used my hands, and fell underneath.
Hey, Vaughn, when you see Josh leaping in for a touchdown, making plays on the run, how much, you've been here for a couple years now, does it still give that kind of energy boost that you as usual?
Yeah, man, I like, you know, that's Josh Allen, you know. It's amazing. You see the crowd, they go crazy too. You know, we got Josh Allen, man. We always going to have a chance in games. It didn't matter, you know, how much we were down. It didn't matter what it looked like. You know, we just got so much trust in Josh Allen and that offense. But every time he makes plays like that, it definitely gets us going for sure.
Von, I know it's just one game, but how important is it to start with a win? You know, last year you guys were on the other end of it, but how important is it to kind of get off on the right foot?
It's important. And, you know, we'll celebrate this one, and, you know, we'll debrief, and then we'll – you know, get ready for a good Miami team on Thursday. It's a really short week, so we don't have a lot of time to celebrate. We can't celebrate all the way to Wednesday. But we'll celebrate this one tonight, though, for sure. And then, you know, we'll get in the film room and scout Miami and get ready for those guys.
Vaughn, since you arrived, we've asked you about Greg over and over and over again. You kept talking about how he's growing and he's getting there.
Yep.
Is this one of those games where you look
this is definitely one of those games. You know, we sit just like this in the meeting room. And we always talking about little things and how to improve and how to get better. And we speak the same languages. It's not a mentor, little brother type of thing. We speak the same language up there. We're seeing the same things. So when he wins, I win. And it's just a great feeling to see him grow and see him develop into one of the premier pass rushers in this league. It's only about five of them, and he's definitely one of them for sure.
How about Cam Lewis today? Taron goes out with the injury. Cam steps in, second on the team in tackles. What can you say for his
performance? Man, we're neither surprised nor satisfied. You know, he does those type of things in practice. He did those type of things last year. He's been great for us. Since I've been on the team, he's made a lot of plays. He really embodies the mindset and the personality of this defense. So when he came in there, we already knew it was going to happen. We knew we were going to have a fall off. You know, Taron Johnson getting hurt, that's a huge one. Best nickel in the league, but hopefully we'll get him back fast. Cam Lewis is more than ready to go, though, for sure.
Vaughn, you've been kind of stagnated in the top 17, 18 sack leaders because of the injury. How important is it for you to get back on track this year? You're not too far off from Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah.
Great, some of the greatest sacks of all time.
Yeah, all I can do is just take it one play, one game at a time. You know, I love to go out there and get five sacks, six sacks, and just leap all type of guys. But I'm here for the long game, and you know, I don't pay attention to what people said about my age or injury or none of that. I know the guys in the room know what type of player I am, what I can do on that football field. And I just take it one player at a time. And what's for me is for me, and if it's not, it's not. I know that nothing in this life is by coincidence, and I'm just going to go out there and just do what I do one play at a time.
Seems like you guys made some adjustments at halftime that led to some more success on defense. What did Bobby say to you at halftime or anything he did to kind of switch things up in the second half?
Dang, you got the feds
without
in here.
Giving too much away.
You got the feds in here. Well, I've said it before, Bobby's a great coach. He's a great teacher. He's great with schemes, of course. But when it comes to the mindset, he's just a master at that. And, you know, it was nothing. They did a great job running the ball, but we were able to just make some adjustments on defense, put us in a different front. You know, get solid on the edge. They were pulling the guard, tackle. They had some CGs as well. We're just able to adjust to that and just limit those 6-yard runs to two, and that's all we really needed.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when when you move, you don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Yeah.
Down 14 points. What was sort of the key offense at the end of the first half?
Well, the key was double dipping, was being able to get the ball in the second half. You know, we're a team that defers. They elected to receive and gave us an opportunity to score in 2 minutes, come back, get the ball, and score again and steal possession. And, you know, had a good halftime, talked to the guys, and just figured out, you know, what we're going to do, and guys went out there and executed.
You had the pass downfield to Keon. How much do you sort of trust him already in the windows, really tightly contested jump?
Yeah, I mean, he went up and made a play. I feel like I could have thrown a touchdown earlier in the game to him on a little post route at the goal line, elected to run. But after looking at that, I was like, you know what, I'm just going to trust the kid and let him do what he does, and made a great play there.
You guys, you're down 14 early, things weren't going well, but is this a kind of a testament to been there, done that before for you guys?
For sure, and I think you look at us offensively, you know, they did a good job of holding on to the football and running the ball well and kind of controlling the game. You know, we felt like we barely touched the ball, but we felt like we were constantly in the green. We were ahead of the sticks. We've got the one fumble by me that can't happen. And then we got a few penalties that pushed us back there. So need to clean those things up. But, you know, we felt like we were rolling pretty well on offense.
9 different players had reception on this one all preseason. You talked about whatever, guys are going to make plays, doesn't matter who it is. To see it actually come to fruition in a regular season game, how validating is that?
Oh, it's great. You know, everybody's going to find a way to get their touches. And again, I don't know what the stats were and who caught how many and how many completions I had, but it felt like every time I looked up, it was somebody new finding a way to get open and catch the ball. And I thought Joe did a great job of calling the game. You know, obviously want to get some guys more touches to get them going, but it's hard to argue with the results that we've got right now.
Khalil found the end zone today. His ability to maintain his balance through contact seems just incredible. From your perspective, what allows him to maintain his balance in those situations where he's bumped around?
Yeah, it's his ability to drop and sink his hips. His balance control is pretty off the charts. He finds ways to kind of bounce off of guys. you know, and he did a great job on that one. He, you know, throughout the game, finding ways to get open, catching, you know, hard catches, making contested catches, and then, again, run after catch, being tough with the football in his hands, and it was good to see.
Josh, can you give your description of your airborne touchdown just from your perspective?
Oh, yeah. Just kind of, again, split-second situations. The first one, the first rushing touchdown, I kind of lowered the shoulder, knowing that was a corner. The second time, I know it was Buddha, and Buddha's a good player, and he'll lay the boom on you, so I decided to go up and over, but, you know, probably can't make a living doing that, but here we are.
What did you see on the Hollins touchdown? Look like the Buddha blitzed.
Yeah, they went zero. We had an alert along with the play, so it was a good call by Joe, and found a way to alert it. We've repped that play quite a bit of times, you know, and the job there is get inside and you know, give him a catchable ball, and Mac did a great job of doing that and scoring a touchdown.
Josh, what is starting with a win do for a team?
I mean, it just puts you in front of the chains. It really does. You know, losing and playing catch-up is no fun. So, again, 1-0 is what we're trying to do each week. And, you know, we got a short week going to a division rival in Miami, you know, and got to have a quick turnaround, watch the film on this one, and find a way to turn the page tomorrow and start getting ready for them.
Josh, 33 carries overall for the offense. I know that traditionally it's not been the way this offense. What does that do for you as a quarterback when you guys are that efficient running the ball?
Yeah, I mean, again, staying in front of the chains, when we can run the ball like that, we're going to find success because it helps play action. It helps our O-line not just sit and pass set in a game. It allows us to do different things and have different personnel and force their hand, you know, whether they want to play base or nickel, to some of our personnels. And, you know, we can still feel like we still feel like we can pass out of those personnels, you know, even having guys like Reggie Q and Alec, for that matter, being our jumbo tight end. But again, it just keeps defenses on their toes and allows us to be two-dimensional.
What is the message when it's 17-3? I know you guys probably are, you know, stay patient, we can turn this around, but is it as simple as that?
Just don't blink. Been here before. Again, we knew that we were getting the ball at halftime. So we get the ball, finding a way to score points before and after the half. And, you know, Coach McDermott preaches that all the time. And that's good situational football by our guys.
Josh, you've been in that position. How disappointing were those?
They're pretty disappointing. It really wasn't anything that we were doing. It should have been cleaned up, and we'll look forward to cleaning those up.
Josh, you've been in that position several times during your career. How important is it to score before halftime when you're getting the ball back after the half?
It's huge. It's still in a possession. Keeps your defense fresh. And, you know, offensively, if you find something, you know, you score, you keep that momentum going, you get the ball, and you go score again. That's really huge and really affected the outcome of the game today.
Josh, what happened to your hand exactly, if you could tell us? And when the adrenaline wears off, is there any concern that this could be something that gives you trouble on a short week?
We'll find out. I'm not quite sure. I'm not a doctor. But just kind of landed on it. Thanks, guys.
Watch your ears, folks.
Oh my God.
Check, check, this one work?
Yep.
Check, 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 check.
Yes, sir.
Check, check, check. Hey, look at that. Other duties as assigned.
Great work.
Thank you, everybody.
Right
How y'all doing? Good, good.
That did not start well. Josh explained what he thought turning it around. What is your take on it?
I think it's just a belief that we all have in each other. Everybody, you know, looking each other in the eye and saying, put one foot in front of the other, take it one play at a time, and let's keep going. We know what we're capable of doing. We're all on the same track. And just the communication piece, we know the preparation we put in. So it was just communicating with each other to, you know, get things going.
On the touchdown, can you explain the play?
Yeah, a little screen. I don't know if you guys saw Deion's block, but I'm like right behind him, just kind of just following him. Just lays some dude out, and as I'm running, it's like so hard. Somebody makes a play like that, like it's like, oh my goodness, but I realize I'm carrying the ball, I gotta get in the end zone, you know. So great blocks by him, great blocks by everybody all around on that play. I know Mack was on, was in the three spot, and then came out and picked up a big block as well. So that's just, you know, team football.
From your own perspective, how were you able to stay up for that last little bit?
I don't know, you know, in those moments, you kind of just black out and fall on, you know. The preparation throughout the week, you know, we run those plays a lot, and for me, it was just, I knew it was right there, and just did my best to push through and get in the end zone.
Your contact balance seems to be just exceptional. You're bouncing off defenders all game long today. Similar to Catherine's question, what allows you to maintain your balance through contact so often?
That's a great question. I think for me, when the ball's in my hands, I think that's my game right there, you know, quick game and getting the ball in my hands and making something happen, you know, just reacting when the ball's in my hands, guys flying all over the place, you know, you've seen white jerseys out there, and it's just at the end of the day, I want to make that play for my teammates, you know, I want to make sure that when the ball's in my hands, that I do something for them, you know, everything I do is for them, the preparation throughout the week is put in the work, is put in the blood, sweat, tears, is put in with them, you know, so just doing everything for those guys.
We've asked you kind of all summer about the offense, what it's going to look like. We kept hearing this thing, everybody eats. Is that what everybody eats is?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I think you got a little bit of a glance of it today. Different guys making huge plays, showing up big time and in big time moments throughout the game. And I guess that's a glimpse at what it means, everybody eats.
Just to follow up on that, what did you learn about the receiving core today now that you got to see the group actually in the game?
Yeah, I think it's any one of us can make a play at any given time. Everybody kind of had their bit and showcasing, you know, what we can do as a wide receiver room. You know, you got Mac making plays with the touchdown, a couple catches, Curtis doing his thing. But I think the big thing is, you know, we realize that not every wide receiver can have, you know, 20 yards a game, right? But as well as everybody else showing up in the run game as well. Wideouts doing their thing in the run game, contributing to the play to the best of our ability, even when the ball's not coming our way. And that's what that room is about, is making sure that, you know, when the ball's not in our hands, getting around the ball to help out however we can.
And you might have been asked this, but on the screen pass touchdown, they sent a blitz. So
yeah.
It was just 3-on-3 there. I mean, did you like see that as the play before you got to the ball that you could, it's 3-on-3?
Yeah, I mean, for that play, when the ball's in my hands, I'm supposed to make a play, but I know the O-line is coming out to make a couple blocks, and I mentioned Deion Dawkins coming out and making a crazy block, so if you haven't seen that, definitely go watch that back, because he made that play right there, Mac as well, made a huge block on that. But that's just everybody doing their 111, and me just, you know, following those guys in there.
What was your vantage point of the Josh Purple touchdown?
I seen it. I think I was on the left side. I don't even know if I was on the field, but I was just screaming. Like, just, I mean, when you see him do things like that, I mean, he's a true leader, true competitor, true warrior. He's making plays like that, and he's pushing everybody else to be their best as well. Serious love for that guy and everything he does, not only in his, you know, preparation, but just him as a guy as well, man. He's a great dude. You know, we follow that guy in the battle any day.
What about Keon's catch on the sideline? He's been doing it all training camp.
Amazing. I was screaming as well on that one, too. You know, you never really know how it's going to go. First regular season game for rookies, and he did his thing. And I was telling him before the game, like, just be you, Key. That's all we need, be you. Joe Brady has his thing, is be you with us. And that's exactly what he did tonight. showed that he's a competitor, he's a playmaker, and he's going to continue to do so.
Cliff, when you have the game where they're controlling the time of possession, you have to take three possessions in the first half. What are the challenges, what are the things you do to try to get yourself engaged in the game and in rhythm when you have the ball for such a small amount of time?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, like the slow start and all those things is I think what you're referring to. And it's just, you know, staying warm on the sidelines, watching the defense do their thing, cheering the defense on the sideline, watching those guys make plays and, you know, whatever it is for any individual to stay warm, to get out there when we have the ball to be able to play fast, you know, however long we have the ball or we're not on the field for, whether, you know, it's however long it is, just making sure that we're ready when the time comes for us to go out there and do our thing.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good night.
You too.
They scored on their first three possessions. What was going on defense? After the third one, especially, what do you guys think?
Yeah, I think just settling in. You know, the first game is always a little wild. You don't really know what to expect coming out. You know, we hadn't played a real football game in a little while, but you know, definitely some things that we adjusted on the sideline and came back and, you know, tried to correct some things, get a little bit more pressure, stay in coverage a little bit more, keep him in the pocket. And, you know, eventually, I think, you know, once we got closer to the second quarter, into the second quarter and, you know, into the second half, I think we made some adjustments and, you know, we ended up, you know, getting the win. So that's what we look forward to.
Because of the kickoff return and then, you know, having to settle for the field goal there, you guys had to go out twice. Really, you had to close the game out twice, and you did. So what were some of the keys to getting that done after it had been kind of a struggle?
Yeah, I think it goes back to what we had talked about earlier. I think just affecting the quarterback and, you know, speeding up his clock a little bit, you know, changing some things in the back end to adjust our coverages and, you know, how we were playing them, not giving them as much time to sit back there and, you know, kind of duck it down and pick us apart a little bit. So, you know, we made the adjustments and, you know, like you said, we came out and we closed it twice.
What did Josh do for the defense today?
He did a lot. I mean, you know, he scored touchdowns in the red zone. You know, he extended drives, made huge plays, and, you know, that's what we've come to expect from Josh. You know, he kept us off the field a lot after we had been on for you know, a number of plays. So, you know, we appreciate him, and, you know, he's the guy that runs this thing.
How big was what you got from Gregerson today for the defense?
Yeah, it was huge. You know, the turnover, sack fumble that he had, and then I think he had two other sacks in big situations. You know, Greg's been a guy that's gotten better every single day throughout training camp, throughout this offseason. And, you know, week one, coming out and doing that and changing the game, you know, that's Greg.
Terrell, how important those first couple of games is it for a defender like yourself to look at your keys, where the guards are going? How important is it those first couple of games? Because you don't have as much film on the opposing team.
Yeah, it's really important. You know, I think the main thing is just getting back to our fundamentals. You know, you go a long time without playing a game and you kind of come out here and go at it. And, you know, we knew what to expect. You know, they have a really good scheme. They got really good players. And, you know, we had to settle down a little bit there in the first half. But, you know, we ended up with the win, made some adjustments at halftime, and, you know, were able to walk away with a win.
Terrence's a tough guy to replace, but the trust level in camp seems like it's pretty high. What gives you that trust in him when he comes into the lineup?
Yeah, definitely tough to you know, try to replace Terrence. You know, we don't really know what's going on right now, but when Cam comes in, you know, he's a guy that can do everything too. He's physical, he's smart, he can blitz, he's obviously good in coverage. And then, you know, he made a lot of plays in the run game today, and, you know, that's what we're going to need from him. And it was good to see him out there, you know, flying around, making plays, getting big stops. So, you know, we'll get to work and, you know, build our connection and our you know, our chemistry going into week two.
What was Bobby's message to you guys at halftime? Because obviously, you know, first half didn't go probably the way that he envisioned it.
Yeah, I think the main thing was just settle down. You know, we came out and there were some things going on. Quarterback got out of the pocket a little bit. They hit some runs on us. They made some plays, And I think our whole thing was just to calm down, get into the groove of the game, understand what they're trying to do, and then go out there and play how we know how to play.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for helping.
James Cook, you ready?
Yes, I am. Yeah. I didn't over there. Sneaking up on it.
Yeah.
All right, James, some tough sledding in that first half offensively. You were one of the lone bright spots. What allowed you to find some room to run in that first half and really drop the game?
You know, just the 09, you know, them opening up lanes and me seeing it and just hitting it.
What does it say about this team to fall down 14 points and be able to rally back the way you did?
Just show resiliency, you know, just show that we can do it. You know, playing from behind, you know, just show the type of team we is.
James, you've seen Josh go airborne before. What was your reaction this time around?
I ain't gonna lie. I actually, when I seen it, I was on the field this time. But when I didn't, I was on the sideline. So when I looked, I'm like, oh, what is he gonna do? So I just, touchdown, and I was just jumped up.
You've seen him make, you know, incredible throws pretty much every game, but the one that he made to you kind of on the run there, just his ability to create plays like that when it looks like there might not be anything there, does it ever kind of cease to amaze you?
No. The type of player he is, he do things like that. You just got to stay alert and be aware. And, you know, just be ready because you never know when it's coming to you.
James, was there a turning point? You know, I'm sure you guys had belief the whole way, but was there a moment when you guys were coming back of like, okay, we got this?
Yeah, you know, maybe stay up to it and just kept playing football. And once it eventually, once we got up, that's when we knew, like, yeah, we just got to keep our foot on their neck, and that's what we did.
Ray Davis got involved a little bit out there. What did you see from him in his first start? First game, excuse me.
Yeah. I mean, young still, you know, got his feet wet a little bit, so. Yeah, just keep going and just keep getting better.
Thank you.
Thanks, James.
He's got 9 yards of separation.
just showing that over there. The minute you don't take him down on the first wave of the rush, he's gone. He's gone.
Or he's playing something separately.
Are you editing on time with that?
No.
I was going to say tone.
I'm good. Well, it's because you know what? No, I'm all good, though. Thanks.
Yeah. Is that her? great.
I'm not very good.
Okay, great to get a win. Praise God, man. Just all glory to Him for His blessings in more than just football. And what an environment, like it always is here in Western New York, in Orchard Park. Fans were incredible, not surprised. And I'm sure that our new players, that this was an experience for them like they've never had before. Great to get a win, hard-fought battle. Give Arizona credit. They came in here and had a good plan, and we got down early in the game, and then we're fighting back from there. And I think that in and of itself is a great sign for our football team. Every week's like that, right? But to have that with a new team, and for them to stick together and pull it out, and really come together. The staff did a great job of making some adjustments. Communicating with each other, and then we had some guys go down as well. So Taryn went down early there. I think it was the first drive, in fact, and guys stepped in and stepped up. And with Jamarcus Ingram making that play, I mean, it's a great example of being ready right when your number's called. So the effort that the team put in, the effort that he put in to get himself ready to go, was what it needs to be. So with that, I'll turn it over to you with your questions.
Can you talk to him about Tarek's injury?
Yeah, I don't. All, on all the injuries, I don't have enough information to say what it is yet, Sal. Other than it is his forearm. That's all I know right now.
Cam said that he was preparing all week for that dime roll, had to shift. He goes and plays for Terry and then DeMarcus. Can you just speak to the two of them, what they were able to accomplish, you know, with you guys down a couple scores?
Yeah, I mean, Cam was in. We knew Cam was in a pivotal role, playing the dime, starting dime, but also being the primary backup at more than one position. And then he had to go in right away first. You don't always expect it to be the first drive for you know to get to your backup there, but he plays like a starter. And again, credit to him for being prepared. And then we're mixing and matching. I thought the coach did a good job. And you know, there was a chance that Jamarcus was not even going to be up. You know, we lost Smoot later in the week, and so we, you know, juggled some things around and moved some pieces around. And again, I thought the coaches and players, in fact, did a great job of just, you know, remaining poised. I think it was Friday, I believe, when we were kind of going through it with Smoot's situation there. So a late week add with Jamarcus being up, and he did a phenomenal job.
Hey, Sean, the total fourth quarter there, when you came up with the two stops, third down defense was definitely struggling.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, he extends plays, I get that. But is there anything else that was concerning to you on that front?
On the third downs?
Third down.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we weren't very good at all. And some of it was they were getting into third and manageable situations, and that goes back to winning first and second down. So I thought Bobby and the defensive staff did a great job at halftime, you know, addressing it and then making some adjustments. And I think we came out better in the second half and played a little bit more our style defense and were a little bit more aggressive and just playing and just having some fun out there, as opposed to waiting and reacting to what they were doing.
Josh went airborne for his touchdown on. Even his teammates have said, we still don't like seeing that. Do you still get worried when he leaves his feet like that?
Always. I mean, I'm always trying to keep my eyes on him. You know, we were talking to my locker room after, and someone was saying, hey, did you know, Josh had this guy open on this play? And I'm like, I just keep my eyes on him most of the time just to make sure he's doing all right, and then, you know, making sure that he's not hit late or whatever. So it's hard to see the guys open down the field for me even, and making sure he's doing okay. So, yeah, he's a competitor, and you never want anything to happen. There's a balance there, as always. Like, we talk about that a lot. So,
Sean, we've seen it before with Khalil Shakir, just the run after the catch and the ability to bounce off of guys. How tough is he?
Football player, man, right? Go have him run a 40. Like, get him out of his street clothes right now, have him run a 40. Right, have him do a vertical jump, right? Football player, right? Football player.
What record was open?
Not that he's probably not a good vertical jumper. I don't.
Can you reflect on Greg?
On Greg? Yeah, big time day. Big time day. I love that he carried over to the game what he had shown in training camp and then the last couple weeks in practice. That's big. Like, when you can take how you do things from practice and do it in the game, that's a mindset. Right, and so that's also growth and maturation in and of itself.
How about DeMar? How did you feel he fared in his first startup?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, again, it's, we got a lot of first time guys out there playing today, and you know, laying their guts on the line for the team, and I thought DeMar handled himself well. I really did.
What did you see out of the receiving core as a group?
On our receiving core?
Yes.
I mean, I think Keon was the most targeted. A lot of guys involved. You know, I thought we did a better job in the second half of getting Dalton more involved there. But sometimes, you know, we're trying to get him involved and they take him away. So I thought Josh was doing a good job of, you know, moving the ball around and taking what the defense was giving him. That's huge, right, when you're doing that and willing to be patient against a split safety, primarily split safety defense. So again, like, we've got a lot of room for improvement, right? We were beating ourselves in an undisciplined fashion and manner at times, penalties, pre-snap penalties in particular, and you know, just beating ourselves overall with some execution issues. So we can take a lot from this game.
Coach, have you had an opportunity to look at what happened on the kickoff return with the new rules? I know that's something that you've been working on.
Yeah.
But have you looked at a little bit of that play and what happened on that play?
On the return, the long return?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to see still, you know, and they were going for two, and so we were more getting organized there. They obviously creased it there, and we'll look at it on tape. I'm walking back over here in a couple of minutes when I'm done here, and going to take a look at it.
Sean, can you take us through the last sequence when you had the ball? If you're, what's going through your head, if you're debating going for that and, you know, trying to keep the offense on the field, what was going through
your mind? What are all the analytics people saying out there, right? I mean, that's a tough one. That's a loaded situation. You know, would love to put the game away, but just going for it right there wouldn't necessarily put the game away, as they held three timeouts, and fourth and two we were going for it on fourth and two or less, fourth and three, and then it was a longer three, and so I debated over going for it or not, and just felt like, you know what, I want to give our defense a chance to defend a touchdown here, and as it turned out, it worked. I mean, if you look at it where the last line of scrimmage was for them, it was in a 20-25 yard line. They're probably kicking a field goal there, and we're going to overtime more than likely, or, you know, we're trying to save those timeouts to have a counterattack. So there's a lot that goes into that one. I'm glad it worked out, and you know, I thought hard about it right there.
What's the you know, with a close competitive game like this right to the end? And then you got to turn things right around Thursday night, just from your perspective. And how are you going about it with your staff?
So I'm about to meet the coordinators over there, like I said, when I'm done here. And I'm going to try and shower first. I'm sure they'd appreciate that. And then go back over there and set the vision for the week. And we've tried to work a little bit in the off season, knowing that this is going to be a challenge. But this will be a test overall for us, right? We've got some new players, new staff members, and you know, we got to go on the road to a divisional opponent. So it'll be a big challenge for us.
And Sean, I know you said you don't have injury specifics, but with Josh, who's getting his hand looked at there, it is a short week. Generally speaking, is there some concern there on your part, or maybe what could you tell us, if anything, on that?
Yeah, Jay, always concern, right? Anytime anybody's hurt, in this case, for sure, Josh. So I'll know more again, hopefully in the next couple of hours, and maybe even when I walk back, you know, through the hallway here. So always concerned for sure.
Sean, you said this the other day that you expect to learn things every week about this team just because of the turnover. Yeah. What'd you learn about your team today?
Well, you know, you go through it, and the NFL is hard, right? It's hard to win. You almost got to take the logos off the helmets, because it really doesn't matter, right, who you play, where you play. It's how you play, how we play. And I think this team was tested early here, right? Tested early from injuries, early in the game I'm talking about, and then, you know, in the fourth quarter. And that's where games are decided in this league, in our league. And, you know, it starts with leadership in the locker room with the players that we have, and they got to lead from the front, and that's true this week as well, right? On a short week, some guys banged up, and you know, we'll be led by our leadership group.
How about Von Miller? He broke through the sack today. Just what does that mean to your team? We know how much the players look up to him and his leadership, and to have the productivity go with that leadership, how much does that mean?
Yeah, that's important, right? You know, being able to produce like that, and it just compounds one's leadership influence, really. So not that he wasn't influential before, but I'm sure for him too it felt good. He was smiling after it and everything. So it's been a long journey, and he's worked hard, and I don't care who you are, you know, future Hall of Famer or what, you know, that's a grind. And to be able to come back and do what he did today at a pivotal moment in particular was huge.
Sean, at the end of the game, when they had the ball, third and nine, they pumped the ball against a soft box there, right? I mean, how big of a stop was that? Can you kind of walk us through that play, that sequence right there?
Yeah, no, it was huge, you know, and they were holding, I think, going into the drive, three timeouts, right? And then I think maybe they were down to two there, but they still had control of the clock, and so I'm assuming that's what they were – that's why they did what they did, and we did a great job. I don't even know who it was, one or two guys up front getting off of a block and making a big-time play. We were outnumbered a little bit there, too, and that was a huge play setting up the fourth and long. You know, if it's first down there, you know, it's a new game. It's a different situation. So But having them fourth and long, and then I thought Bobby did a great job being aggressive there. And again, Jamarcus Ingram. Again, our guys, man, it's the first game. There's so many unknowns the first week of the season every year. And to be tested like that and to come through, it's a step. It's a small step, but it's a step. And I appreciate how gutsy they were in that situation.
When you have Josh Allen, the easy thing from the outside looking in is just to be aggressive at all times. But late in the first half, when you guys kind of ran the ball and let it go down with a 2-minute warning, was it just about not getting the ball back to them and you ended up scoring the touchdown? But what went into the thinking of the approach of that drive?
Well, I believe at that time, Matt, we had three. I think we held three timeouts, right? So we let it go down the 2-minute. Every situation is a little bit different, but end of half, you're making sure, number one, that you don't give them the ball. They had the win there, give them the ball and a chance to score before half. So we wanted to control the game at that point. And so we took it down. We have three timeouts. We're extremely comfortable. Our guys are, at least, because we practice it quite a bit. And we're not even in 2-minute mode at that point. So felt good. I thought the guys up in the booth did a great job of saying, now we're good, we'll take it down. And but you're also thinking about a counterattack there too, making sure that you're being smart with the clock and how you're managing the game there. Okay. All right, thank you guys.
Thanks. Thank you. See you soon.
Puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.